Music, industry talk, stories, equipment and more. We are Crossfader and this is Off the Record. Off the Record. Off the Record.
Yes, gang, welcome back to this week's Off the Record podcast. In today's episode, you are going to find out all the places that DJs get music from in 2024, because there's loads and loads of places now. Can you shoot streaming, DJ pools, free music, everything. We're also going to find out what track a genre track is in. So how do we detect what genre a track is in? And we're also going to help out one of our students, and we're going to unveil our new club setup.
And
jump behind the decks. So yes, there's loads of stuff can go wrong today. So if there's any time to stick around till the end, there's so much plugged in, guys.
I need to just paint the picture of how stressed I am?
Jamie's been setting up for 6 hours.
Oh, I've been setting up for so long. If there's any technical issues, because we've got a whole new... You can see my laptop's not here now. We've got a computer just off screen for those that are watching live. So I've had to reset up our whole live streaming setup. I've been hoovering today. I've been cable tying.
Yes.
Lots of cable management. I've been networking. Lots of stuff. Networking as in with wires, not with people.
Yeah.
Very not the thing that I enjoy doing, but I think we're there. I'm super excited. I am so excited.
There's gonna be some sick content.
Oh, can't wait.
Tasty.
I may look so good.
I'm just hoping everything's working, because I feel like I've just gone go live. if you're there, let us know. If you're locked in live,
it's great to be back on another podcast.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, guys? Out of 10.
Yeah, this week's gone too quick though.
Out of 10.
I feel like we were here 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's six.
Seven.
Oh, no, seven, Jamie, out of 10.
Stress levels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to say I'm a 5 out of 10.
Oh.
But after the end of this podcast, I'll be a 10 out of 10.
Nice. What are your hopes and dreams for this podcast?
I just hope there's no technical issues, because so many things have changed behind the scenes.
Yes. I'm going to ask this question every week. What are your hopes for this podcast?
Hopes that I finally found out what a genre is.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, before we get stuck into where DJs get music from and how do we detect genres and jump on the decks, welcome to everyone watching live. We love to get you guys involved in this podcast. So if you've got any questions about any of our discussions, we are talking about where do DJs get music from. We want to know where you get your music from. I'm going to talk a little bit about genre. But first of all, I thought we could help out one of our students. So this was a video post in our Facebook group by one of our students, Jessica, and she needs some help. And I think that we can all relate to this when I sort of play this clip. So here we go.
If you guys started actually growing on YouTube and then all of a sudden you had this crazy artist block and you couldn't even mix anymore, I have no idea why, but every time I try and film, my mixing turns to caca. And I practice in the morning and it is fucking beautiful.
Right.
Please help me. Has anybody
experienced
this in this group?
Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely goes to caca.
So this goes on for like 2 minutes and she's really like, she's in her own head. And I felt like it was my internal monologue whenever I'm like creating a mix.
Yeah.
And it's different to a DJ set is filming content for, you know, socials like YouTube, or it's totally different.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're out in an environment, something goes wrong, who cares? You know, time's passing, people are drinking, people are talking, but people watch a YouTube video like you're relentless. You know, we had an email in this week from a video that we posted like 6 years ago, and it was like, it was a screenshot of the back of our mixer and CDJs, and it was just like, why is there no RCA cables plugged in? And it was just because we was in HID mode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the intent that people look at videos, right? So if it's, she's obviously making content for YouTube, and yeah, as soon as you hit that record button, your brain just goes, oh.
You just crumble. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
I used to love just hitting record on when I was playing out a gig, letting it record for the whole night, and then picking bits out that I thought, you know, after the fact, you just forget that it's recording. Don't try and do something for the recording.
Yeah.
Do your gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then there's times where stuff just happens, and just make a mental note, write it down like, oh yeah, that song when I did that, and just keep pulling that out of the recording. You can use clips that way. Yeah. Sometimes you might just get like the odd snippet. Again, if you can film it at the same time, great. Yeah. Mm. But you maybe can't film a whole set.
Yeah.
But if it's just the audio, sometimes I've got like a half an hour set where I just know everything just went smooth. And I'm like, yeah. worked.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a little tip.
So I did reply to her in a video, but I think a few things that I wanted to like help her out and anyone out who's making content that we have done time and time again is I think to lower your expectations, because what's happened to Jessica is she's built up a decent audience on YouTube. So now people are watching and there's the expectation level's gone up. It's like a football team winning the league. And then next season, you know, they're in 10th and everyone's like, what are you doing? You're good at this.
It's pressure.
But it's your own internal pressure. And you've got to sort of just go back to that freedom of like what you got there. People are following you because of what you've done up to this point. And I get that you want to sort of try reinvent the wheel all the time. You want to get better and you want to try new transitions. But if you're not having fun doing it, then none of that is going to happen, is it? And I think that a big thing for us is we always just step back, sleep on it, and then we come back tomorrow or, you know, after lunch or whatever it is.
Do you know what? Sometimes there's a blessing in disguise as well. We'll work for ages on a bit of content. Hit record, you go, and then we take it upstairs to bring it to you, Danny, to edit, and like, oh, it's a bit out of focus, or we didn't hit record on you know, maybe we stopped recording instead of starting it. There was some mishap that happened, and in that moment, you're like, I've got to do all that again.
Yeah.
But then actually, when you go and do it again, it's always it's better. It's always better. So if you feel like it's not vibing, it's because the right moment hasn't presented itself yet. So just
not meant to
just
be.
Know it will come. Yeah. Take a step back, go back to it, and it will always be better. 100%. Yeah.
And your mistakes are never as big as you think they are.
No.
That people don't really care that much, you know, if it's like, oh, it's a song's out of key, or my, you know, this it was like out of time for like half a beat or something. Like, I get it. Like in a routine, you want everything to be perfect because maybe it's only like, you know, 10 minutes. You want to nail it. But at the end of the day, it's got to be good enough for you to put it out there and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Because
I'm sure you've had this as a producer as well, Danny. The amount of music that you will produce and then just not put it out there because there's something holding you back. Yeah. You feel like it's not quite perfect in your eyes, but what is perfect? And
it doesn't exist.
There's so many times where you've held back, right?
Like I could sit there for hours like EQing a kick drum. But then like you think about the ultimate end goal, it's like, are the people listening to this gonna know? Like they won't. And it's like, and then like when the song's out and released and you listen back to it, it's like, why did I waste so much time? Because it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of the time the magic's not in the perfection of it, it's in the idea.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the magic happens, and that's where the best content, the most unique content will thrive, because it's not because it was the perfect mix that somebody put out between two songs on Instagram. It's that there was something new about it. There was something fresh that caught people's attention that maybe gives it that secret sauce.
Yeah.
I hands down, genuinely now, maybe I've made, what, let's say, 150 Crossfader mixes. I promise you, I like three max.
Yeah, absolutely.
Max. Yeah. And then I'll put the latest one out. I'll be like, oh yeah, that's sick. And then as soon as I put the new one out, I hate the one before.
Yeah, always.
Just it's a weird thing that I think it will happen in any profession, you know, graphic designs and all that kind of stuff. Because you just get fresh eyes on something. You think of a new idea, you create the idea, you're in love with that idea. And as soon as it's out there, it's done. Like that, the journey has ended. So it's just onto the next idea.
Yeah,
100%. So I hope that if Jessica is watching or listening, I'll put a link in our Facebook group. If any of our students, by the way, if you buy a course with Crossfader, you do get access to a community. And this post of hers had loads and loads of responses, helping, giving some tips, giving some ideas. So when you do join any of our courses, if you buy any of our courses or the complete package, you get access to the Facebook group and the Discord where people are just like hanging out, chatting, supporting, sharing links, meeting up. Like I seen that there was messages like, any DJs from Canada? And then in the chat, they're like, yeah, I live here.
Really?
Yeah, let's meet up. I go to this club. And they're all talking like, yes.
Nice.
One of the perks. So I got an email in, speaking about one of our communities, I seen a post in our Discord and he was from one of our students and it was an email from Tidal. Now, Tidal back in, I think it was October or sometime, announced that they were pulling stems from DJ software.
Yes.
So this was all due to like licensing and, you know, it's a very gray area. And since then there's been beef with TikTok and Universal Music Group, where if you don't know, Universal Music Group, well, I imagine they're probably the biggest company in the world for music distribution, have pulled all the music off of TikTok.
Yep.
Taylor Swift,
Gone.
Dead. Not
not literally, but yeah.
Taylor Swift, gone. Harry Styles, gone.
Yeah.
But all literally the biggest artists in the world, gone from TikTok. And that is a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an artist. I think Taylor Swift would be fine, but you're independent artists, you know, less so. And then, so we've had a screenshot in from the latest press release from Tidal, which says, on the 10th of April, 2024, we're making it easy for you to enjoy best-in-class sound quality by combining our Hi-Fi and Hi-Fi Plus tiers into a single subscription called Tidal, available for $13.99 a month. Our new Tidal individual plan now gives you access to our music library in full lossless, high-res FLAC, Dolby Atmos for the same price, $13.99 a month. Now, here's the DJ part. As part of our changes to streaming, DJ integrations will only be available to those who subscribe directly through Tidal for an additional £9 a month after May the 13th, 2024. So this student has reached back out to Tidal because that means, okay, yeah, we've got to pay for our DJ integration.
Yep.
But this student's asked, you know, what about STEMs? And they've replied in the chat saying, starting April 10th, 2024, an add-on will be available for the additional $9 per month, allowing access to STEM separation on your DJ hardware and software. Note, STEM separation varies by partner.
Uh-huh.
So still in the dark. Well, it will work on some, it won't work on others. I don't know how that will work. How does that work in the software?
Maybe
they're just future-proofing themselves. Yeah. I think it will work again in all the software, surely. I don't think it's going to be...
Unless the software have paid like a...
Does it say software or partner?
It says...
Like, I suppose...
No, STEM separation varies by partner.
Yeah, because I suppose Den and DJ...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Record Box.
So is it like they're paying different licenses to Tidal for it to work?
Potentially.
You would imagine the issue would be some monetary issue. And you would imagine that the extra $9.99 a month for DJs got to pay would sort that out somewhere.
You'd hope so.
Do you know what I mean? So we're in the dark about it. Well, as we get more info on this, we'll put it out there. But I still think it's going to be one of them grey areas that probably just exists until somebody says, wait a minute, I'm not getting paid enough. And it'll probably increase.
It's interesting because, like you say, but there's so many DJs that relied on Tidal as a streaming partner.
Oh, yes.
And wanting to use STEMs with it. And then again, now it's like, you know, at least they're getting that back, because I wonder if a lot of people moved all their playlists and things. And then it's like,
maybe.
I had to I know
in the US, it's one of the biggest. It's not as big here, is it, Tidal? But in the US, it's huge.
The thing is, with the prices of Tidal going up, now SoundCloud looks like a really, really great deal.
Big time. So with all that being said, it gets more and more confusing where to get music from. And this is one of the kind of downsides of streaming, where at any point they can just pull the plug from you, or, you know, integrations can change, updates can change how APIs work and all that kind of stuff. So in the chat, people watching, Crossfader family around the world, let us know, where are you getting your DJ music from? Right now, are you in a DJ pool? Which DJ pool? Are you in a streaming service? Are you just getting all free music? Are you on the blogs? Are you on email lists? Let us know. We're going to tell you the best ways and the most reliable ways to get music in 2024. We did send a survey out to 10,000 of our Crossfader community. Where do you source your DJ music? 48% said streaming, which is the first time we've done this poll. Whereas streaming has been the highest.
Yeah.
So it just shows you where the market is at the minute. And it's just that uneasy edge of, you know, the Tidal making decisions just, you know, in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But yeah, streaming is the biggest, you know, Tidal's Beats or SoundCloud Go, that kind of thing. In second place is SoundCloud with 40%. Third place is DJ Pools, which usually are at the top, with 32%. Then we've got buy from Beatport, Bandcamp, iTunes, record shops like Vinyls, etc. And then a question on, you know, which streaming sites do you use? 64% said Spotify, which obviously isn't in software at the minute.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon, but not at the minute. SoundCloud Go with 29%, Apple Music 20%, 70% Tidal, 14% Beatport streaming, etc. So some places to get music from: DJ pools. Pluses and cons to DJ pools.
The pluses is a lot of them are made by DJs for DJs. So you get so many edits and tools that are very useful as a DJ. You know, if you mix a lot of pop, hip hop, commercial music, there's a lot of intro edits on there. And they're really useful because you get the instrumental section of the song at the beginning for 16 bars usually, and then it goes into the song, rather than just get the radio edit, which a lot of streaming services have, like Tidal, for example, where it might just start with a vocal. It might just start like out of nowhere, the song. It's intended to be played on the radio and not have 16 beats of bars of instrumental just rolling over. So DJ pools are great for that. The one thing about that is that BeatSource as a streaming service has a tier because they own DJ City, and they also own BeatSource, the sister companies. They integrated all of their back catalogue from DJ City, which was a record pool, and ingested it into BeatSource and came up with, you know, a licensing agreement with the labels. So there are intro versions and these DJ-ready versions on the BeatSource streaming service, and that is a very big USP for their service. But it's like the only one. The other thing in my mind is that owning the music again. You know, having the music locally stored on your laptop, on your hard drive, on your USB stick, which we'll come on to, but having it, you know, locally stored that you can take with you, you can transfer between laptops, and you kind of build that music library up that's not going anywhere. You know, like we've said, music can get taken off streaming services, things can happen to streaming services, and also you are paying that recurring fee to not, you know, eventually if you stop paying that recurring fee, then all that music disappears. Whereas with a record pool, you're paying a recurring fee, a subscription, but you're downloading the music as you do it. So if you stopped paying that recurring fee, you still have all the music that you previously downloaded, which is a big plus in my mind. And there's a lot of great, great edits and things that I haven't found anywhere else that you only find on record pools.
Absolutely.
Some good DJ pools: BPM Supreme, DJ City, Zip DJ, the mashup.co.uk, doingthedamage.com, Digital DJ Pool, Zip DJ, I've said that. There's loads, and each of them do have their strengths, but if you pick one of the big ones, you're gonna find most of the stuff you need. Most of the stuff,
for sure.
There is some specialized one, like BPM Supreme have like the Latino section, so there are ones that specialize in different things, but if you pick one, you 9 times out of 10 you're gonna find the music that you want. So that's DJ pools. The second one we talked a bit about is streaming. Now obviously the benefit of streaming is cheaper.
Yeah.
In general. In general, like some of the top tier on Beatport streaming.
It's quick as well. Yeah. You can be a brand new DJ, sign up to streaming, have access to millions of songs without having to go hunt and download and spend all that time. You can just be in your software, think of a song, search for it in the software, and play it. That's seamless. That's great, especially for beginner DJs, people starting out. Want to mix the favorite music? Sign up to a streaming service. You've got access to it all. Do we need to kind of dive into the different streaming services?
Not really. I think that another plus that I would say, if you're like just a working DJ, is that you've got access to music that, you know, say someone comes and requests a song that you don't have. There's that. If you're going into if you just get booked for a random gig, you don't know what crowd's going to be there. You can have some backup playlists that you don't have to search all day for, the download all the songs, put them in there, you know you're never going to use them again. You can just add a crate playlist to your set for that one night, and use it if you need to be. There's a lot of benefits, and the major downside is that you don't own the music.
There is, however, an offline mode to most streaming services. I know Beatport and BeatSource have an offline mode, and it's a locker, so you pay pay a subscription, you get 1,000 tracks you can download locally to your computer to mix with, even if you disconnect from the internet. Now, that still doesn't mean you own the songs. They're just downloaded within your DJ software. It's a bit like Netflix. If you want to watch something offline, you download it for offline viewing, but you don't own that movie. Like, you can't then take it and upload it somewhere else. So that is a pro to it. But what about like the cons of not having the internet connection when you need it, if you haven't prepared for that? You know, that's a big thing.
It is. Which is why I've kind of been using a hybrid of both, especially when I'm using Serato, taking my laptop to gigs. I'll, you know, use half locally stored music, but I'll always have that again for what, like I said, if it's a venue that I've not been to, if it's a crowd I don't know, I can just get some playlists really quickly.
I think something we really need to clarify at this point right now, because we get so many emails about it and people asking questions about it, because of the age that we're in, and it's the Spotify, Apple Music, that's how we consume music now, is through streaming services. And the new generation of DJs coming through have never bought and downloaded a song. You know, it's something that you just don't do as a person. You just sign up to a streaming service. So then it comes to actually wanting to learn to DJ. And we get a lot of people saying, how do I get Apple Music or Spotify? How do I get it into my DJ software? Now, currently, Apple Music is supported in Algorithm's DJ app, DJ Pro app. Spotify is not supported anywhere. The next thing is people say, how do I get that music onto my USB stick? Any streaming service. Again, so then the next step is they'll go, okay, great, I'll sign up for Tidal and that's my DJ streaming service. Then they're playing on the controller at home. And then we get an email saying, how do I get my music now onto the CDJs to DJ with? And you can't transfer streaming music onto a USB stick to play on CDJs. A lot of people ask that. And I just want to clarify it that like it's being pulled from the internet and it can't be then transferred on an actual removable device. The USP again for BeatPort is they currently have an integration with the CDJ-3000s. So if the CDJ-3000s are running one of the latest firmware and they're connected wired with an Ethernet cable into some internet in the venue, then you can log in directly onto the CDJs into your BeatPort account. But that's the only integration at the moment. There are some other integrations, I think, coming with the Omnis Duo. I think SoundCloud might be appearing in the Omnis Duo. Yep. So we're starting to see more and more third-party services being integrated as a streaming service into the pro-level DJ gear. But it's just something, really, if you're a new DJ coming to this, to really bear in mind. Like, where are you sourcing your music from and what's your end goal? Are you going to be playing on CDJs soon? And if so, how are you going to get the music on there? If you're going to be using your laptop, think about researching HID mode, which allows you to connect your laptop to the CDJs and ultimately use the CDJs with the laptop and control, you know, what's going on the laptop. Like the CDJs are a big controller, really. So that's something to research, something covered in our CDJ Masterclass course. Just a little plug. but yeah, it's one of these things. It's weird. Yeah. Depending on where you get music from, depends on how your kind of journey maps out as a DJ in a way.
Yeah, the next place I want to bring up is like DJ music websites where you pay per track, like Beatport, there's Juno Download, there's 7digital, there's Bandcamp, which I love. But these places where you go and buy individual tracks. Now, this is where what Jamie was just saying, where, you know, new DJs will come, they'll get a Beatport account streaming, they'll be playing the music and be like, right, how do I get this to CDJs? And it's like, you can't.
Yeah.
So then this is where they're going to go and buy a few tracks that they need. Now, obviously, the price can rack up pretty quickly. You know, they're usually about, what, £1.50, £2 a track?
Yeah, around that. Beatport's the most expensive one, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is probably more for specialist DJs, very niche, very, you know, you've got one genre that you play.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing not many tracks per night. You're probably not your standard open format DJ who needs to play 100 tracks a night.
No.
It's very specific. You're probably downloading 10 tracks max so it doesn't break the bank. But they are great for that. And, you know, it helps support the artist. It helps keep you sort of niche as well. It keeps you sort of ahead of the curve. You can check out the charts, check out the trends. But yeah, I think supporting the artist is a big one as well, which and especially like on Bandcamp, where DJs do make side money from creating unique edits. And it's great to go and support them because they're the ones that make you stand out, the sort of unique edits. And when you find a few producers or DJs that make edits, it makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
There's also promo material, so joining an email list. So the major one, and we've had them on the podcast a while ago, is InFlight. Danny, you're the one that's used InFlight more. Do you just want to give us a bit of a background on what InFlight sort of is, what it does?
Yeah, so getting onto these is easier said than done. Right. You have to go through a bit of a process to kind of show that you're a working DJ. They don't just give it to bedroom DJs and let everyone have at it. It's kind of, you've got a show, okay, am I doing like radio, or you could be doing gigs, just give them a little bit of something to work with, like maybe send them your socials and stuff like that. I think you have to fill out a form when you request to go on it. But then basically what they do is they find out the genres that you want to be receiving as a DJ. They will then put you on lists of labels. So if you wanted house music, they could put you on Defected's promo list, or they could put you on Dirty Bird or something like that. And basically you will receive promos before they come out. Mm-hmm. So you'll be getting tracks before they're released to the general public and go on places like Beatport, Bandcamp, everywhere like that. You get an early access to them, but there's a few catches to it. You can't go and then play those songs in mixes and share it because they're unreleased tracks.
Right.
So it has to be like, they'll say in a description, there'll be like a bit of a disclaimer saying club play only.
Right.
But it's a great way to get unreleased music and kind of be ahead of the curve a little bit.
Nice, yeah, a bit of a cheat code. And like you say, it does take a bit of time to get on there. Yeah. But once you're on there, again, it's one of them sort of automatic things where they'll just serve you up new music all the time.
Yeah, so, and what I would say as well is like the more active you are, the more lists they put you on.
Ah,
so
right,
if
nice.
Like if you reply to loads, give good feedback, you have to rate the tracks before you can download them. So you leave a little bit of a feedback and maybe give like however many stars out of five. But the more you do that, the more lists they add you onto because they can see that you're an active user and a working DJ, and then you get more and more music.
Yeah. So that the system is called InFlight.
Yep. There's a few others. Yeah.
There's a few others, but if you go to InFlight, that's a great starting place. Just search InFlight and then read the terms and how to's and all that kind of thing. The next place we can get music from is your sort of free resources, free music. We love freebies. You can search Crossfader free music pack if you want our free music pack. There's places like, you know, SoundCloud's probably the main one where it's maybe up-and-coming producers putting their tracks out for free, which you can download and support them. But there's also the edits and the bootlegs and the remixes that you can go, click on a Hyped It link, download them for free and play out. That's a big part of sort of DJ culture.
Yeah.
You know, you watch the Boiler Room sets and all that kind of thing. There'll be edits on edits in there. And they'll put track lists in and they'll all be on some sound. They'll all be in a SoundCloud playlist somewhere. Yeah. You can go on YouTube and type in, you know, free Tech House 2024. You'll find there'll be some playlists. They'll be in the description. That's one way to find some free music as well.
Just talking about YouTube, let's just read this out.
Yeah.
Do not rip from YouTube. The quality can be like a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. You'll regret the time you wasted having to source a decent quality version in the first place.
Just make that
clear.
We're talking about sourcing from YouTube. So going on, searching for a good playlist or, you know, a DJ set, going in the description, and then there'll be a track list in there with a link to a SoundCloud download or, you know, Dropbox download or something like that. But yeah, don't rip from YouTube because don't.
It just won't sound great. And this is the thing, like, it might sound fine on your laptop, great, but then a few years down the line, you're playing in clubs, you've exported that music to USB, you're on big, loud sound system. Any deterioration in the quality is amplified on the bigger speakers. Yeah. So what sounds fine at home might not sound great out in the club. And I think just something to bear in mind. And obviously, like, support the artists.
Yeah. You know? Have you been there before where you play like a low quality in a club? It's awful.
It is awful.
Like, you don't think it sounds fine at home. You get there, it's like, oh my. Awful.
Sometimes I've had a track that long that I've played over that I haven't realised is really bad.
Yeah.
And then I've got the proper version. I'm like, oh my God, what have I been doing?
I was DJing with someone years ago and I had like this version of Sean Paul Give Me the Light. And he was, after I finished playing it, it was like, don't ever play that again. It was so bad.
I've done the same. I had Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, awful, like.
It's like old Bluetooth ones.
Bluetooth rip. And yeah. I'm like, heard the original, the proper one. I'm like, eh?
Sounds great.
Another place to get music from is sharing with other DJs. We were laughing last week about somebody on Reddit who, a new DJ, just asked this other DJ for his whole library. Yeah. Don't do that. especially if it's like the first time you've met them. But sharing music is like a great way to connect. It's a great way to build network. And connect over something that you love and share it. And, you know, even if you're, you know, you don't enjoy the same music, that's probably better. Because, you know, the times I've shared, there's no point me sharing music with another hip hop DJ because we've probably got the same tracks. Yeah. Whereas if all my mates would play Tech House, I'm like, bro, what have you got lately?
And I always ask Danny, I'm like, what are the latest bangers that you know about just for me to listen to? And he always sends something, an absolute gem over. So,
100%. And then last one, I just want to shout out to a track, looking at track lists. I mentioned, you know, you can go on YouTube, type in Tech House 2024, find a track list. But yeah, 1001 track list is a great resource for finding and sourcing
like
music.
The names of songs.
Yes. And just track lists in general, you know, going on SoundCloud, searching in, you know, Jungle Mix 2024, seeing what the track list is, going on Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Boiler Room have really started putting out playlists now, really.
Yeah, it's great, actually. It's
great. You sign up, which is great. I'm happy to sign up to get playlists. Searching
on SoundCloud, just edit.
Yeah.
Or edit
one of
the tracks that you like, but edit after it, or just search on SoundCloud for a song that you like at the moment and see what other bedroom producers are doing with it, I think is a really, really good one. And SoundCloud's algorithm's getting really good as well.
It is, yeah.
It's serving you up once you start interacting with the platform.
Yeah.
We've got quite a lot of comments. Just, I want to read a few out.
If you do that, I'm going to go jump on the decks.
Yes, yeah. So Mike here just said, just streamed a gig with a laptop connected to club internet using SoundCloud and the Flex 10. It was mostly good, but Rekordbox kicked me off mid-song and I had to re-log in during the middle of the set. Danny, have you ever had this before?
No.
Right, I have had this where I've been doing mixes in the CrossFader studio. I've been, you know, preparing for a review or something, and I try and load a song, and it just says error, can't load from whatever streaming service.
And then
and I have
to
literally, it doesn't necessarily kick me out. I just, to get that song to load, if I quit my software and restart it, suddenly it works again. And it's obviously something to do with like the API, just something not working. There's an error. So there are still kind of issues. It's not 100% perfect. So it's definitely something. Someone else said here off the back of that, always carry a SIM card in a wireless 5G USB stick with data on it as a backup in case there's a problem with the internet gig, which is very prepared.
That's very prepared.
Super prepared. A few people are saying that they want Beatport and BeatSource to just join together for a few extra dollars a month. Like, just make it one
it's
service.
It's got to happen, surely.
I just feel like, the sister companies, and it would make the best overall streaming service. There's so many times where I'm like, oh, I want to use BeatSource.
I forgot you got a mic over there. Should we reveal the new setup?
Well, should we have a build-up, guys? Come on.
Oh, right. We need a bit. But right.
I haven't got a drum roll effect, but I can bang on the table.
So we have been working hard to update this studio.
Yeah.
And the room hasn't got any bigger, but we've utilized it much better. So we've got this podcast set up now, and the last few weeks that you've watched us, the other side of the camera has looked an absolute tip and a state, and there's just been things piled everywhere, and we tried to get this setup done so that we could get nice new shiny setup for the podcast. But we finally got there with a bit of a club setup. So we're going to reveal it to those that are watching live. We'll see it. If you're listening to this podcast, then just, you know, come and check our YouTube channel soon, or go on Spotify and watch the podcast.
Let's go.
Boom!
Oh, there she is.
Oh, move your bottle.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Ruining the shot.
Here's the setup, guys.
There we go.
Right. It moves and dances and flashes about and stuff as well.
Not for today, though.
We're excited to put some content, YouTube content and social content and stuff like that. But yeah.
Industrial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Props to the boys, because I've done absolutely nothing. But big props to the boys. It's taken ages. But yeah, with the introduction with this, and if you are just listening, don't worry, there's going to be music coming. But yeah, with the introduction of this, I thought, let's try and incorporate some more music into the podcast. And we're going to sort of introduce a new game called Add to Playlist. Now, I love music searching, and we're just talking about, you know, finding music and helping you and discussing, like, you know, what makes a genre? What is this genre? And we thought, why not test some edits that I've downloaded, or new music that I've downloaded that I'm thinking about playing, adding into my playlist. And the boys are going to decide, you know, what genre would this be?
Yeah. Right.
What playlist would it go in?
Okay. Yeah.
Energy rating out of five.
Do we have names of playlists? Because mine will be definitely different.
What would it go in your opinion?
Yep.
And then at the end of it, we'll either add to playlist or ditch it if you don't like the track.
All right.
Yeah. You have to remind us of those parameters.
I will.
Until we get used to the game.
This is the first track, yeah. So. Can we hear this?
Oh, man.
Right. Can everybody hear it, first of all? Yeah. It's just the technical, to get the technicals out of the way. So this is one of my favourite tracks I'm playing.
This is so good.
This track is Sammy Virgie, If You Need It.
It's a banger, isn't it? Oh, it is such a tune. So what was the first parameter? What do we need to decide?
What genre is this track?
Okay.
Right. I'd say garage. But it's like electro house sounds.
I wouldn't say garage because of the drums.
Yeah.
The drums are more 4x4. So I would put
like
it in house.
Speed garage, innit?
Yeah. Like, the whole purpose behind this is to literally sort of highlight that genres are what you want them to be.
Yeah.
And different for everybody, because people get stuck in so much narrow fields.
Yeah.
That it kind of gives them like paralysis. So we're just going to have a talk about how we would sort of discuss.
Well, I think for me, because I see Sammy Virgie as like a garage bass producer, so I'd put it garage, but I know what you mean. Like, it's 4/4.
This is where if you could put it in a garage, because you think the people who like Sammy Virgie would like this track. So I'm going to put it in my garage place, even if it's not theoretically garage, it will work in that set because audience will like it. Yeah. If you don't have loads of Sammy Virgie, then maybe you might think, well, if I'm just listening to the song and its elements, then I'd class it as like house or electro or some kind of tech house.
Electro house for me, I wouldn't put this in my garage playlist.
It could go in both.
But it could go in both, and that's the whole point.
We've both got control over the volumes here, so I'm dipping it. Right, okay.
It's like habit. Force of habit. Any requests?
Right. So what was the next category after this?
Energy rating.
And it, five. If it, oh, is yeah. it out of five?
No, 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 no. I wouldn't say that.
No.
Sure, I wouldn't say
really?
Five.
Really? Okay.
I'd say think? Three. Wow. I could bring some more so energy like, than
because
that.
I think because you've probably seen him play this and it goes off. Or
yeah.
That's the thing. Whereas if you listen on your own, it isn't like you say, in your face.
So what time of night would you play this?
Oh, yeah. I'm playing it to like peak time.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's why I put it up there.
But to listen to, sometimes I'd say it's like three or four. But again, what you think?
Because again, it doesn't have this like super build up and drop.
Yeah.
It kind of just is vibey. It's a vibey tune. But I wouldn't play it necessarily peak time.
On the build up to
it
peak.
Depends on the set, doesn't it, really?
It does. Yeah,
on the build up to there's the peak. So
guys, guys, you get involved in this as well in the chat. What would you, what folder does this go in your playlist? What energy rating do you give it? And then last question, does this get added to the playlist?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
No question.
We're adding tick. We got a tick?
We got a tick.
Right, next track.
Oh, this is a bit of me.
Oh, yeah? So this track is Luke Dean, Get You in the Lobby. And this has been going wild in my set.
Wild. I believe it.
Just that synth alone.
Yeah, very simple.
Yeah. I'm excited for the drop. Ooh, I need this tune.
Yeah, man.
Yeah? Yeah? What genre? What folder is it going?
Oh,
just house. Classic, like raw house.
Yeah, house. Raw house.
Yeah.
Hold on, keep playing. Yeah. Yeah. House with like that rave element to it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, rave.
Yeah, ravey.
Rave.
Swinging 909.
Rave. I like rave.
Big.
This reminds me of our local Habit days, like room two almost. Anyway. House. Energy rating, maybe similar. I feel like that's the thing. That kind of song can bring people up to like get them on your side.
Yeah.
It's bringing people over to like, right, we're going to start picking the pace up. Let's start actually dancing now.
Yeah, for sure.
Not standing around by the bar. Like, let's get this party started. I feel like it's a bit of a party starter.
Yeah.
It's got a good vibe to it. And do you know what? I love tracks that have got that really, and it's not synonymous, but like a real, like,
distinctive
synth or a distinctive sound that when you're mixing as a DJ, you just know you can like slam that in and it'll just you catch
just resonates with the crowd straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
So are we adding that to playlist?
Yes. For sure.
Cool. Next one. Bit of a different vibe. By the way, we'll put all the track lists in our Discord.
Yeah.
We've got a special podcast section. So in our Discord, you'll find all the details of all these tracks in there after this podcast. Energy rating.
A two?
Yeah, it's not high, is it?
Chill?
Yeah.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, this is like a bar sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like club warm-up.
Yeah.
What genre? Disco house?
I'd disco house.
Yeah?
100%. It's got like disco bass line.
Warm-up?
Yeah.
Is it a bit later than warm-up? That's just in between warm up and
it's like mid to late warm up. Like, yeah.
I think, again, it depends on the crowd because if they are a crowd that's a bit more commercial and would recognize that vocal, you could afford to play it maybe a bit more peak time because you're kind of teasing them with something a bit more interesting than just like commercial music, but they can hook onto it.
Yeah.
Or if it was a bit of a cooler night, then you'd probably play it earlier doors because it's a bit more vocal, a bit more friendly before you go in. With some more underground stuff.
Cool. Add it to playlist or not?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for the set we're making right now.
Alright,
we've
got next.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Alright,
next one.
Yeah. Instantly.
You gotta wait. We'll put all the track lists later. This is Poison. Bastion Bell Ballet Edit. We'll put them in the track list.
Woo! I'm a sucker for ballet music.
Energy.
This is a vibe. This is like a nice three.
Do you know what's interesting? I feel like this song could be like not added to playlist, but the drums make it. That Bailey drums.
Yeah,
give it something unique. Yeah. It'd just be a bit like, oh, it's another kind of edit of this song, but the drums give it something unique.
Yeah.
What folder, what playlist is this going to get added to?
Yeah, I'd make like a Bali folder and stick it in that.
See, I don't do this. I would create like vibey vocals.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you know what? This whole situation right now is just clearing up why you can't trust another DJ Serato library or any of the... Like, everyone does things so different and it's what makes it so great.
That is so true.
Oh, I call it like chunky drums.
Chunky chuggers or something. Yeah.
Just, like, I give it some along. Unique name that it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
that's how I roll with it.
Yeah.
Brazil funk, someone said.
Yeah.
Something with funk works. Like funk.
It's funky.
It is Bailey funk.
Moonbaton drums and like,
I'd add it to playlist.
Add it to playlist.
Yeah.
That's a tick.
Tick. Next one. This is Stay Fly versus I Won't Swear. But we'll put it in the chat. We'll put it in the chat afterwards. And we'll put it in the Discord afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was going.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. All right.
You know what you mean about the drums? Because that, you didn't know where that was going.
No.
And the drums make everything, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
Big time.
Like, if that was just a 4x4 drum, I'd be a bit like, I'm a bit bored, like, cool.
Yeah. And it's great. This
would be a great bridge track. Like, if you're playing a house set, you need to bring the energy down a bit, but still keep that, you know, repetition.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
1-3-4.
Yeah. Nice.
If you're playing in a house set, you play this.
Switch it up a bit.
Tempo, but now you're in a totally different element, like a world.
Yeah.
Energy rating?
It's pretty low. It's like a nice filler track in between like high energy, give them a bit of a break vibe. Yeah, maybe two.
A two.
Yeah.
Like, again, this is good because then like let's. I think you should put these tracks together in order. So
yeah.
We'll have to go back, watch, and then get them in the energy order.
Put them. We'll do a mix with these tracks.
See how it comes together.
What folder would that go in for you guys? Where would you put that?
Yeah. See, I'd make a folder for that. Just. Like vibey shit.
I know this is cheesy. I used to have a folder called House Hop.
Yeah.
Nice, hip hop, but housey hip hop. So like kind of like, to me, I know that it's like the hip hop crowd would appreciate it, but also the house crowd, early doors might like it as well. Yeah. You know, it's that hybrid.
I like
or
that.
You could just call it like hybrid something or the hybrid hip hop.
Because you
house.
Know what? I'm probably not playing that in my hip hop set.
No,
it's probably just not the vibe.
No,
but it's that it is a like a transit, maybe transition track. It could go in. Cool. Add to playlist
for me.
Cool. Yeah. I agree.
Right.
Vibes.
Maybe one more. Maybe two.
Pull it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
It's
hold on. Let me hear that again.
This is Maria Suki remix.
Do you know what? I love tracks that have like double layer depth to them. So I used to love the original Maria by Carlos Santana and whoever else. And then it got resampled, didn't it? Who did it?
Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
There you go. And then like you get it in another genre again this.
Energy? Is that a stupid question?
It's a 10. Yeah. It's up there, isn't it?
That's it's a 10 out of 5.
I know exactly what genre I'm calling this.
Yeah, are you? Because you can probably say drum and bass, but there's
now jump up.
Oh, jump up. Yeah, this is one of the genres where there's so many subs.
Yes.
That again, people just get like, oh, I'm putting it in jump up. I'm putting it in DMB.
I wouldn't have a jump up again.
Yeah.
I'm so different.
Yeah.
I just have DMB bangers.
Like heavy,
Just because I know it's gonna have a big drop,
and
I can do like some cool like switch with the drop, and just like it caught me out.
Yeah. It's those kind
it
of
caught
tracks.
Me out, and that's where I know that it'll catch a crowd out like that drop. They'll be like, "Whoa!"
That staple jump up thing is like where it's like the Mr. Happy, where it's like bah, 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 and then it like drops in. It's like four beats, and then it drops in.
I'm a big fan of feelings over genres. So like you said, I put like heavy drum and bass. which doesn't mean it's jump up or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go to the drop of that again. Play the drop. Yeah, loop that synth and then just
just leave it on loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Big. That, yeah. Added to playlist.
Someone said dubstep ragga acid.
Oh, wow.
Dubstep ragga acid.
That's mad.
So my library has tags for disco funky and meaty beauty. Cool. They make sense to me. Exactly that.
Wow, okay.
Well, guys, that was our new game, Add to Playlist. We need to know if you like it. We like it.
I like it.
Because we get to play music. But, you know, the podcast is about you. So please let us know if you like it or not in the chat, in the comments after this. And if you like it, we'll keep playing it. We'll add to it. We'll get some visuals done or whatever. And all of the information on the track list we'll put in our Discord. And
do you know what I want to try one week is straight after the podcast, we'll go live again,
yeah,
and we'll break down like putting a mini mix together with those tunes. I think that'd be a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Like
cool.
That.
Can you fill me in to come through?
Yes.
Let's go back to the other camera.
Okay.
Back to another beautiful shot.
Here we go. Do you know what? Shout out to Jules on Facebook here, locked in. She's one of our TikTok ambassadors. She's
hello, Jules.
All over yes. TikTok for us, and we love your content. Thank you so much.
Nice one, Jules.
So, yeah, cheers for locking in.
Guys, as always, we love to give something back on this podcast, and we always like to give you a little juicy discount. So if you want to be one of our students, you want to take one of our courses, we recently released the Flex 4 Pro course. Loads of you have taken that this week and last week, so thank you for that. I hope you're enjoying it. Any questions about it, we're always here, just let us know. But yeah, just head to wearecrossfader.co.uk, and there's 20% of all courses. Just use the code off the record, all one word, and you can get 20% off any of our DJ courses that you like. And you know, there's courses coming out of our ears at the moment. There's one just being filmed that's going to be out soon.
Yep.
Very excited about that. Or you can take the complete package, which is every single course plus 50 hours of bonus content, and then access to any course we ever make ever. That's which right. I imagine will probably be like 50 by
it'll be a lot at
the
courses.
End of the year. Yeah, any questions to finish?
Well, there was a lot of comments just about the music sourcing.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly run through.
Yeah.
So a lot of people saying, I'm using BeatSource now. I love it. Yep. Just don't love the price.
Yeah, this is a big thing, and it is. You do sort of have to be a working DJ for it to make sense for you.
Yeah.
It is. It can be a lot. And like I say, you know, I'm on a DJ pool and a streaming service, and it racks up. But it's the most important thing you do
that you have,
as a DJ.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing. So yeah, I get it. It's not cheap, but in reality, it is, because if you're buying these tracks individually,
think about how much you would spend. Yeah,
it's actually really cheap. So, but I get the argument. You speculate to accumulate. Is that saying? Yeah.
Someone else said another downside is that it may not have the music that you're looking for on that specific service.
It can,
because this person mixes much harder styles of music.
Yeah,
and it happens a lot. And that's the thing. If you're quite niche in your music genre, then streaming services probably aren't the right way to go. Unless you go really general, and maybe Tidal has some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're probably better off just sourcing the music yourself.
Yeah.
Someone else, I just DJ in my room for fun. I bought a Flex 4 and I've been loving it. I actually have to DJ at one of my best friend's weddings in May. I'm nervous and excited. What a great way to get into it as well.
Well, I might have to DJ at one of my best friends this year. We'll see. on that note, guys, thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. Please let us know if you like the new game. And we hope
Wow.
We hope.
Try that again.
We hope.
Remix.
It's the music, guys. I'm ready to go to a club.
And, this is the thing. We've
made a club. Now I'm ready to go. We need a bar. If anyone's a bartender.
Yeah. The thing is, people didn't see in that other shot there, there's like huge PA speakers just out of the shot.
There is.
So us in the studio are like pumped, because we've got big speakers finally, not just little rockets.
Yeah. I'll just leave you on. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Thank you. Bye.